First of all, can you tell me how old you were when you first went hop picking?
When I first went hop picking, my son is 55. Well, 55 off of 77, that was about 24, I suppose,
right.
23.
Yes. So you went as a young married woman, did you?
Yes, but I was old, actually. Yeah. They'd all been going years before me.
So you married into a family of
hop pickers?
I married
into a hop-picking family.
Right, OK. So you were new to it when you were 22?
Yes.
More or less, and newly married. And what was your first impression of it as a trip? Did you travel with a lot of people, for example?
Well, it was funny, really. You all got your stuff together gradually through the year.
Yeah.
You know, bits and pieces. And you'll take a march up to London Bridge.
Yeah.
About 3 o'clock in the morning.
Really?
Yes. Yes. And then you get on a train and used to wait there for hours and hours before the train went. And they used to take you down to the places where you're going to pick the hops, to the main station, such as Marden, Paddock Wood, and all those sort of places. Mm-hmm. And then you wait there, and you get a cart come up, and the farmer sends his cart down to the station to pick you up.
Right.
To take you back to the farm, and then when I saw the hats, I nearly dropped.
Right. Why, what hit you?
Well, you had... First reminiscence I've got of it was when you got to the hut, you had loads of straw, and you had to make a bed up. So if you didn't take a mattress cover with you, you were stuck.
Oh, and didn't nobody tell you to take a mattress cover with you?
Oh, my mother-in-law did.
She did.
Yeah, she saw me all right.
She did. You were saying before that you got all your bits and pieces together over the year. What did you mean by that? What sort of bits and pieces?
Well, you get Wellingtons and clothes for the kids so they can go about anyhow sort of thing, because it's no good putting good clothes on them.
Right.
Because while you're on a hop picking hops, and that's how you arrive with all your... You took more than what you needed, like you do any other time, you know?
Yes.
And, of course, they made the beds up and lit the fires up first outside.
Yes, who would do that?
Well, the men usually done
that. Yeah.
My husband used to do ours from his mother and me.
Yeah.
And that was the first day. We'd get yourselves all comfortable and as comfortable as you can, and you sort of... adjusted it as you went along.
Yes. When you say the first thing you do will be light the fire, presumably there wasn't wood there. You had to gather your own wood, did you? Or did they have firewood ready for you?
The farmer used to deliver what they called faggots at the time.
Oh, did they?
It was tree twigs and branches. And it was also about a yard long.
Right.
And it's all done up in a big bundle. And they used to give you so many bundles for a hut.
Did you have to pay for that?
No.
Oh, you didn't. That was given.
Oh, no, that was given to you.
Oh, right.
So you live rent-free as well.
Right. So he, presumably, the farmer would also be preparing for the arrival of the...
Oh, yes.
Then. Yes. So when you went, you were going to stay with people who knew the ropes and who knew what to do. So did you, when you were shown your hut, how many people were you going to have to share that hut with?
Well, there was three of us, my husband, me, and the baby.
Right.
He was 10 months old.
Right.
And that was the eldest one.
Yeah.
And then... We put, I don't know whether this would be any interest to you, we was 10 months old, and we used to get to go to the, send the kids to the farmhouse. I sent my brothers to the farmhouse to get me a hot loaf, a lump of cheese or corned beef, and it was cheap then, you know. And of course I'd bring it back and butter and it, and I used to cut it up ready for 12 o'clock when they blew the whistle for lunch. Silly me, I put, being so green on it, I put it at the back of the parade push chair. Mm-hmm. Of course, when they called up for... When he blew the whistle for lunch, we've got no food.
Why, what had happened?
He'd eaten it.
What, the baby?
10 months old.
Oh, you're kidding!
I'm not kidding, I'm not kidding.
Really?
He'd eaten it.
The whole loaf?
Yes, a hot loaf.
Oh, my God.
Because we're saying... Wasn't it good, you know? Sitting in a pushchair all the morning.
Oh, it's wonderful.
He's finished up, he's eating the loaf, the corned beef, everything.
Amazing.
So anyway...
What do you buy the corned beef in, a sort of slab then? or no, was it cut?
Slices.
Slices of it.
In the farm. It's like you do in a shop.
Yes.
But the cheese was in a lamp, you know. And anyway, the next morning, my mother-in-law says to me, give me that bag here. She said, he's not eating that today. And she took me food with him. Of course, he's looking around all the morning for his food, wasn't he?
So what were you doing while he was doing that?
While
he was
doing that, we're picking hops.
Yes. So you left him in the pushchair.
In the pushchair. Were
you pushing him up and down the field, you know, alongside?
Of course, yes. We never had a chance to look at him.
No, of course.
He'd behave himself so much, and we didn't bother. Which made me look around, we got nothing for dinner.
So how did you manage that day? Did your mother-in-law help you out?
Yeah, we sent the kids back to the farmhouse to get some more food.
Yeah, wonderful. So did you and your husband work more or less as a team on the hop picking, or were you part of the rest of the bigger family team?
Oh, no, we was on our own. He was a pole puller. What they call
mean?
A pole puller, like a foreman over so many bins.
Oh, I see, yeah.
And he was at back and call of these people.
So what did he have to do then?
Well, he used to make sure all heads was off of the tops of the binds, hot binds.
Yes.
And make sure people was comfortable and make sure that their bins was moved and everything to, as a foreman would do, to see everything's right.
Right. And what about you? What were you doing?
I was picking ups.
Picking. So what would you have by way of equipment?
Nothing for that job.
No?
The bins were supplied. By the farmer.
But did you have a bin for yourself and you had to fill that up?
Oh, well, it was so big you couldn't fill them up.
No. How big were they in proportion to your size, say? I mean, as tall as you or...?
No, they was only... We used to sit on the side of it, just like a... what can I say? Like a bath.
Like a bath?
Take a bath.
Right, yes.
You can sit on the side of it and like
I
that.
See.
So but it was wood and canvas bottom.
Right, yeah.
And... Anyway, that went off all right, and then during the afternoons, we had a mission. Used to come down because the people we went with all come from Shoreditch, from Hoxton, and it was all like one big family. My Russells and the Kellys and all the rest of them, you know, all used to go into that one spot. And the mission, a Father Raven from St Columbia's Mission in Kingsland Road, Hoxton.
Yeah.
He used to come round with tea and cake.
Really?
Yeah. And we used to have a big, used to take a jug. Mm-hmm. And we had a jug of tea and a big piece of fruit cake for tuppence.
Gosh. Was that only once a week he'd come?
Oh, no, he'd come round every afternoon with that.
Really?
God, so you just sort of give him that couple of coppers as a voluntary help sort of thing to replace.
Yeah.
To get more in, I suppose, you know.
So were
that's the way I looked at it.
Were the mission, did they stay down there, or did they travel from London?
No, they used to stay down there.
Did they, really?
Some used to stay down there.
And they'd go around to different farms, or were they staying on your farm, more or less?
I don't know if they went to different farms, but there was too many on this farm, I think, for them to go anywhere else.
Really?
And they used to hold the children's Sunday school and what have you.
Mm-hmm. Was it Church of England, or Catholic?
Yes.
Church of England.
Church of England.
Yeah.